get working on the Friday overview. My heavens, think about it. Doesn't it seem like nanoseconds ago, Kenny, that we said, hey, it's Monday, the last Monday of April. Here it is, the first Friday of May, and we are still, if we're stuck in a time warp here or what, we haven't done much healing in terms of the Boston circumstance. Was it 3 weeks ago today? Was it 2 weeks ago today or 3 weeks ago today? That's how
far it was. 2 weeks ago today that they caught him.
Captured him. All right. So we have more there. And then there certainly are a lot of other things going on. We'll try to touch as many of these things as we can. Interested in the best stories of the day? You'll stick around to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler here to help me along with the work of informing you on what it is that moved people. Or I'm finding some of the information now about the Boston bombers and the bombing to be maybe more compelling than it's the first stuff was just the same thing as like throwing something in a washing machine, spin it around and it comes out. It may be cleaner, but it's still the same. This is new information. One of the surviving brother's three friends arrested earlier this week turned over the laptop to the FBI of the surviving brother. And so it looks like they'd been planning an attack on the 4th of July, but the bombs were ready earlier, so let's go. That essentially seems to be what has come out of most of the material that they've gone over in that computer. Here's host Martin Kilcoyne talking to Don Lemon at CNN about the arrest of these three friends.
You know, the latest development with the arrest, and it sounds like people, I guess aiding and abetting would be the term, or harboring fugitives. Is that what we're to take? The three people were arrested. Two are facing charges in connection. It appears to be post-bombing activity in terms of, you know, maybe housing them. Is that a fair explanation?
That's the explanation, that it's, they somehow helped the bombers or bomber, one of them, not exactly sure. Afterwards, maybe they didn't tell police everything they knew. Maybe they knew where they were, or they were, you know, they were. Maybe they didn't believe their friends did it. You know, if we were buddies and you never told me anything, I'd be like, well, I mean, the cops have been here, Mark. What do you want me to say? I mean, I know you didn't do this, but you know what I mean. You never think your friends do anything crazy like that. So I don't know exactly what it was, but two of them apparently are from Kazakhstan, and you know, everyone, a lot of people have said. Well, in the beginning, they said, oh, these two acted alone. And then later on, they started saying, you know, when you look at the sophistication of the devices, or had, you know, they both went off kind of at the same time, they couldn't have acted alone. So I don't know what to believe at this point.
Yeah, what does your gut tell you? That they probably had some help along the way, whether it was leading up to it. I mean, I guess after it's possible. These folks could have been slightly innocent, didn't know all the details, but I am a conspiracy guy, but I think they probably had to have a little help along the way, and I kind of want to know more from the wife. I just want to know what she knew and when she knew it.
Here's how I feel, and this is just, this is my honest feeling. I think the older brother knew way more about all of this than the younger brothers, and I think that the older brother was somehow disenchanted with the U.S. He had this whole grand scheme about being a boxer. And then that didn't come through because he wasn't lethal and he couldn't fight anymore. So the U.S. suddenly became a bad place for him, even though it was, you know, he was getting money and assistance and an education from the U.S. And he somehow corrupted his younger brother, who probably idolized him, into doing this. The younger brother's 19, he is an adult. But for many people, that's, you're still a kid at 19. So I think that's what happened, and I'm not sure if they had any help. I don't think it's a whole cadre of people who are out there, you know, it's tens or it's hundreds or a dozen, or it may have been one or two people, you know, whispering in the brother's ear, the older guy, saying, you know, Allah is great and all that stuff and becoming radicalized. But I really don't think it was a whole network of people.
The body of the brother has been picked up It's interesting. They call in the newspaper article I saw about it, claimed the remains. The medical examiner determined the cause of death earlier in the week. Officials said it wouldn't become public until his remains were released and a death certificate was filed. Unclear yet as to whether the death certificate has been filed or not. I mean, what do you think killed the guy? Or whether he was run over by his brother or whether he was shot one way or another. After the hearse carrying the body departed, Boston television stations reported the helicopters followed it to the Dyer Lake Funeral Home in North Attleboro. Apparently, the police had to have an rescue because there were people who were thinking that there's going to be some harm that would come to him. What are you going to do to the guy? He's dead. Huh? What?
Yeah, really. Huh? I remember when one of the Ayatollahs died and the crowd went crazy as they were taking the body through and grabbed him and everything. Yeah. But this is Boston. This isn't,
I mean, Boston, my hometown, has some weird dudes in Boston. No question about that. All right, so there's one more piece of the pie here, maybe that was we ought to listen to from a program that was monitored and hosted by Jack Harris, along with Ted Webb and Corey Dillon. They talked to legal analyst Doug Burns about the specific charges now against these three who are in jail, the friends of the younger brother.
Doug, explain who these young people are and what they're being charged with.
Yeah, two of them were students. Who were here on a student visa and going to, I guess, UMass at Dartmouth. The third individual is a U.S. citizen. The two students basically were interacting with the suspect and went over to an apartment where the suspect was, picked up a backpack, a couple of other items, and basically was asked by the suspect to get rid of them. You know, they're claiming they didn't know it was related to the bombing. I think that's a very weak position, and they have no shot on that. And basically they're charged with destroying evidence and obstructing justice. The U.S. citizen was interviewed by the FBI over a period of a few days and basically lied to the FBI. That's what we lawyers call 1001 charge, because the statute is 18 U.S.C. 1001. Key distinction is that if you lie to an FBI agent or other federal agent, it's a crime even if you're not placed under oath. With most state authorities, you have to be placed under oath.
This almost sounds like the tentacles are obviously reaching out very far. Is this guilt by association?
Well, that's a good question, because I think you have to be fair and you have to be careful. The FBI, to their credit first, and then we can go to the detriment side. To their credit, they're obviously trying to really be careful, dot every I, cross every T. The detriment side is exactly as you said. Just because you're seen with somebody, just because you're their friend, doesn't make you guilty of anything. And I think our legal system has to be very careful to make sure that, and I'm glancing over on my desk to the statute, that they knowingly, whoever knowingly, alters, destroys, you know, gets rid of evidence, etc. And that's really where the battle lines will be drawn. The lawyers took to the microphones yesterday and said, you know, they had no idea that what they were carting off was related to the crime. That is the issue.
Should they be found guilty, Doug, what would their sentence be?
Yeah, I looked at the U.S. sentencing guidelines, and basically for this section, you're talking about in the vicinity of like a 4 or 5 year jail term. And by the way, right now in the complaint, it's interesting, quick explanation, the underlying charge of obstruction has a maximum of 20 years, but they're charged with conspiring to violate that, and the conspiracy statute has a 5 year cap, we call it. So the technical maximum under the complaint is 5 years.
The parental responsibility connected to welfare, something we'll focus on just a few moments here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Here's Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
That's the music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love it. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at... never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's host Frank Beckman talking to a state rep in Michigan about the state's Parental Responsibility Act, which would cut off cash assistance if the recipient's children don't go to school.
The House has passed the so-called Parental Responsibility Act. Actually, they passed a pair of bills yesterday to try to change the behavior of families on welfare, cutting off cash assistance if adults repeatedly test positive for drug use, and cutting off cash assistance if their kids are truants.
You know, the little legislation that we're talking about here today, Frank, actually does support teachers, and it does support kids. And this came from, I've been a mentor in the Benton Harbor area schools for 17 years. And for 17 years, I've heard from teachers who say, why can't you do something to promote attendance? And why can't you use the welfare assistance money as kind of an incentive? So that was really the driver of this. There's already a Department of Human Services policy in place, but this puts it into law, and it's not meant to punish. And as I explained to folks on the floor of the House yesterday, I said, look, I don't care if the state of Michigan saves a nickel on this. That is not the idea. The idea is the way out of poverty, the way to break the cycle of poverty is through education. And if kids are not in school, they don't even have a chance. And in districts like Detroit, and in districts like Benton Harbor, and districts like Flint, kids are missing, and I heard this from Detroit reps yesterday, 1 to 1.5 days a week they're absent. They don't have a chance if that's the case.
Wow. Imagine that. Amazing. That'll get some comments, I'll bet, for sure, on our Facebook page.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Now 20, where are we? 23 after the hour. This is the music from American Idol. Last night, the top four opened the show with "Crazy in Love." The top four were Cree Harrison, Candace Glover, Angie Miller, and Amber Holcomb. If you want to crank that up for a second.
My friend's so quietly. Who we think he is? Look at what you done to me. He and his shoes don't even need to buy a new dress. You ain't that, ain't nobody else to impress. The reason you know what I thought I knew. It's the beat in my heart, it's when I'm with you. But still don't understand. Just how you love me, but no one else can.
Tell me this is crazy right now, you love. Tell me this is crazy right now, you love. Tell me this is crazy right now, you love. Tell me this is crazy right now, you love.
How many times have you said to somebody in your life, "I'm crazy in love with you"? Kenny, have you ever said that?
I don't know if I've used those words, but I felt it.
Yeah. Crazy in love. Okay. So I'm going to be a spoiler here. The top three were Cree Harrison, Candace Glover, and Angie Miller at the end of the night, and Amber Holcomb is the one who went home. All right, so there it is. For those of you who can't wait for the suspense to be over, it's time now for us to get back to the overview of items that are important here, most important stories of the day, some may say of the week. What are you paying for gasoline where you are, Ken?
I think it's $3.89 now.
Mm-hmm. $3.89.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Michael, what are you paying for gas in Washington?
We're about $3.60.
$3.60, okay. I paid $3.49 yesterday. Here are host Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson talking to the AAA's Don Redman about what Redman thinks will happen with gas prices as we get closer to Memorial Day and the big summer driving season.
We're right up against the summer driving season. Memorial Day weekend, I guess it unofficially kicks off there and goes for a few months over the long, hot summer. So what kind of prices will we be looking at over the next few months, gasoline-wise, as they did go up and then came back down and now seem to have stabilized a bit?
Yeah, and prices seem to have stabilized. We're about 40 cents a gallon cheaper than we were just a month ago. So we've seen some big drops in the price of gas. Gasoline since February, where we peaked at about $3.69 a gallon. We're now looking at a statewide average about 3.25. All indications are we just saw the price of crude, for example, drop by about 2% yesterday on weak economic forecasts coming out of China, and of course the abysmal employment outlook for the U.S. kind of backed oil down back to about $90 a barrel. It had been as high as, at one point earlier this year, as $98 a barrel. So we think that we'll continue to see some devaluation in the price of gasoline. And if it mimics what we saw last year, by the end of June, we were paying, on a statewide average, about $3 a gallon, meaning that there were a number of markets that were selling below $3 a gallon. That's, of course, a big if. And the futures market is a very volatile market, very news-driven. But, you know, we certainly aren't anticipating a run-up in the price for the summer. Now, historically, again, you see some of the best prices in June, and then the prices start running back up once we get into July to August. So I think that at least in the short-term forecast, that we could see the price continue to drop. We may have a very good June, and where we're seeing prices anywhere between $3 to $3.25 a gallon. That's, again, the best guess from the U.S. Department of Energy, and we're pretty much following their forecast.
That's a good thing. Good report. I mean, it's sounding good, especially heading into the summer driving season. I usually expect to see the prices going up, so I'm thinking we'll see more people maybe hit the roads this year.
All right, so there's some optimistic news. It's nice to have some optimistic news, isn't it, huh? When it comes right down to it, optimism as far as the price of gasoline. But remember, in the background here, the unemployment numbers being what they are, and another item of interest that came up this week was how the part of the immigration bill that the Gang of Eight had put together calls for an increase in immigration, legal immigration, from 1 million to 2 million. And what do you think that's going to do to the economy if that happens? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Arianna Huffington and Mary Madeline. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Madeline.
Although Californians voted against requiring labels on all genetically modified foods, the chain Whole Foods announced this would be a voluntary policy. Might Whole Foods signal a major shift?
Yes, it is a major shift. I am delighted that the Whole Foods is doing that. When they talk about a response to consumer demand, count me in as consumers demanding that.
On GMOs, I'm in all food. I like to know everything. I like to see full disclosure. I've got gluten issues in my family, etc. But on the bigger political issue of GMOs, our first world self-centered political correctness is killing the third world. GMOs could mediate, if not eradicate, the horrific implications of poverty, from hunger to disease.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Arianna Huffington and Mary Madeline.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Time.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Ken Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter @Good Day. The email address is Doug@DougSteffen.com. Appreciate the input from Miriam Batista, who's over in Hawaii, who listens to the Good Day program with regularity. You always wonder what that means, Kenny. I listen to you regularly. Like maybe I'm having a regular a regular day or not such a regular day. At any rate,
twice a day, as your doctor recommends.
That's it. So what are you reading into any of the things, whether the trends in general are speaking to us or things specifically from listeners about some of the issues? We've gotten off of the Boston bomber things, I think, anyway, as far as our own email, social media is concerned.
Somebody already commented on the, we were talking about that bill in Michigan where parents have to be responsible. Parents on welfare could lose their benefits if their children are truant from school. And Alex says that it does exert some pressure on the parents to take responsibility for their children, which is where responsibility should lie with children.
You know, this. Remember earlier in the week we talked about that five-year-old who had a rifle that was given to him by his father, I think, and the rifle was loaded and leaning up against a corner of the room where the boy was. He picks it up and somehow aims it at his two-year-old sister, pulls the trigger, and the sister's dead. There are all kinds of things that you wonder about with regard to parenting, parental responsibility. How in the world do you do these? How do you do this stuff? How are you so vacant, vacuous, and that these sorts of things happen? How are we breeding? What are we? Yeah, I guess maybe the question is, what are we breeding for human beings? So in case you didn't hear that story, the state of Michigan says in the proposed Parental Responsibility Act that all cash assistance would be cut off to a recipient's, to a parent, if the children don't go to school. So, and I think that makes good sense. We got to have some common sense in some of the legislation that gets passed. One of the things that a lot of people were talking about this week, there was very dramatic video of a crash of a 747 cargo plane as it took off from a base in Afghanistan. And the military uses private contractors. I've been on any number of military bases all around the world, American bases from Guam to Iraq to Germany to Egypt. I've just been on tons of them, and it's always interesting to me. I'm fascinated with flight anyway, that they have all these cargo planes belonging to the military. They don't use them. They hire it done by the three or four really large air cargo carriers. It's a big, big business. Hey, wherever you go into any large airport in the country, you'll see dozens of 747s usually. Sometimes they're smaller planes that have been converted to freighters that are no longer usable. FedEx, for example, uses a lot of old DC-10s and MD-80s that they converted to haul their stuff around. And so it's not unusual to see one of these planes flying in and out of bases. So this plane, as it took off, somebody in a car was just following the plane as it went up, and then the plane faltered, twisted, and then fell down and sort of leveled off and landed in a field and completely exploded, and all seven on the plane were killed. Here's a radio host named Ray Steele talking to a retired pilot about the video and what may have gone wrong in that crash.
As far as we know, this video is authentic. We think it was taken from somebody's car near Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan. When you watch it, it looks like the plane just stalls and then twirls to the ground. Based on what we've seen, can we tell what exactly might have happened here?
Ray, that's what I observed. I noticed the first appearance of the plane. It's a very nose-high attitude, even though it's being shot from the ground. There's a left-to-right roll, and there's rolls to the right, and, of course, it goes down pretty fast. A couple of things that might have caused this. First of all, if it was a stall, it means that the airplane was, the angle of the wings was too high to generate lift. And it can happen suddenly. In fact, it's normally done on a landing. That's the way you land an airplane. You stall the airplane. Of course, you want the ground to be right there, not several hundred feet below you.
Right.
So it could have been that the airplane was incorrectly loaded, where it was too tail heavy, and the crew didn't realize that until they got into the takeoff climb, and the performance began to deteriorate, and it lost airflow over the wing and fell out of the sky. Another thing, they could have had a weight shift. They could have had some heavy cargo in there that perhaps wasn't secured, although that's checked very carefully. And if it starts rolling down the big 7-4 cabin to the tail, it makes it suddenly very tail heavy, and they were not able to overcome that tail heaviness. They could have had what would be called a runaway trim, where the tail, the horizontal tail is set at a certain angle for the takeoff. And if that setting malfunctions and all of a sudden starts going in a wrong direction, they were not able to counteract that. That would make it too tail heavy, again, creating the high angle of flight there, disrupting the airflow over the wing to cause it to fall out of the sky. They could have lost power. Finally, they could have lost power on maybe two engines on both sides or an outboard engine, and we're just not flying fast enough to recover. So that's what I see. I don't see any weather problems here. The wind certainly not blowing. The smoke stays in the area. I don't see any evidence of anything being shot from the ground in just the small amount of video that we saw. So that's what I think possibly happened. It's a very tragic thing, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the families involved.
So the video, that's what I thought when I first looked at it. The plane was going up at a very strange angle, at a strange rate. And it could be that something came loose inside the plane. Who knows? There's all kinds of speculation, but it was very dramatic, no matter what. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure that you can find it. I mean, I don't know why you'd want it. Actually, when I saw it,
that's horrible.
My stomach became upset. And so to go with that, Boeing this week has shown new blueprint plans for the world's longest range passenger jet. The airline customers, probably two dozen of them, three dozen around the world that would likely use a plane like this, adding some spice to the long-awaited revamp of the 777. I remember it was 1995. I was doing a spot for a station that was my affiliate in Seattle, and I'd been invited to go to the Boeing plant for the unveiling of the first 777, and I remember doing the program that morning underneath the wing of the plane that had been put together. I think it was United, and they took the first one. British Airways was number two. It's a fascinating thing. I did some of the program inside the plane, some of it outside the plane, but it was really a great experience. So anyway, this is another one of those races against Airbus for sales of long-haul jets, and upgraded 777, so called the 777X. And so this is the 777 has been one of the most successful planes. 747, 737, I guess all of them, actually, when you get right down to it, have been very successful. The 777 is Boeing's most profitable plane. And the new 777-300ER, which is a 365-seat plane, that is now being used by American Airlines. They've just brought three or four of them into service in the last month or so. Most of the attention focused on the future 400-seat version known as the 7779X, which is the competitor of the Airbus A350-1000. All these numbers don't mean anything to you, I know that. But in essence, the plane would almost be able to go all around the world without stopping. That's pretty amazing.
Wow.
I think the longest you can go now is about 14,000 miles, and that's on a wing and a prayer, if you'll pardon the pun. There's a big market for that sort of thing. I remember the longest flight I ever took was on a 747 from New York to Johannesburg, South Africa. And on the way over, we got to Johannesburg. It was like 14 hours. But going back, it was a 16-hour flight. Had to stop at a fuel dump, a little island off the coast of Africa, to fill up the plane in order to make it back to New York City. But there are all kinds of versions of these planes. And one of the things that people don't realize about Boeing is that it is the largest, in terms of dollar, the largest volume exported item that America makes. Did you know that? Boeing planes are the most, in terms of volume of dollars, the most traded items of American craft. We make more money, or as American corporation, Boeing, makes more money on the world market selling its planes than any other company that produces anything that we export. It's the number one, in terms of dollar volume export, that we have, Boeing planes. So, food for thought. You didn't know that. Maybe that'll become part of a conversation. Hey, did you know that? Did you hear that the Boeing's going to have a big new plane? And did you know that we make more money selling Boeing planes than anything else that we have in our country? Yep. And you heard it here. It's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio.
I started out in law, and I was actually clerking for Justice Sandra Day O'Connor when I realized that I actually wanted to be a writer.
Author and blogger Gretchen Rubin's latest book is entitled Happier at Home, Kiss More, Jump More, Abandon a Project, Read Samuel Johnson, and My Other Experiments in the Practice of Everyday Life. We recently spoke with her from New York.
When I look back at my past, I did so many things to prepare myself to be a writer, but I think I wanted to be a writer so much that I wouldn't even allow myself to admit it. I drifted into law school because it seemed like a good idea, and I was good at research and writing and would keep my options open, but eventually I got to the point where the desire to be a writer became so overpowering that I decided I'd rather fail as a writer than succeed as a lawyer. One of the epigraphs for my new book is a line from Samuel Johnson: to be happy at home is the ultimate result of all ambition. Now, this struck me as debatable, but I think for myself it was true, that really for me, and I think for many people, home is the foundation of a happy life. And so many elements of happiness come together in home, things like time, possessions, body, family, marriage, neighborhood. And I really wanted to go very deeply into this idea of home. In my earlier book, The Happiness Project, I sort of thought about generally about the wide principles of happiness. And this time I wanted to go very deeply into the idea of home and understand if I could do everything that I could think of to be happier at home, could I make myself happier at home?
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Mom, I had the best dream!
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
888-302-3684. If you're in Arkansas, you're seeing snow for the first time this morning in May in terms of weather, recorded weather information. First time since weather info has been recorded that anybody can find snow falling in Arkansas in May. I'm not sure that'll make any of you excited. I'm happy not to be there myself, frankly, at the moment. Let's move into the Michael Jackson wrongful The Michael Jackson wrongful death trial that's gone on this week. Host Steve Leader and Rebecca Marshall talking to legal analyst Liz Wheel about the trial getting started and what the ramifications are of the situation that exists.
Any doubts about Michael Jackson's struggle with drugs were wiped away in a Los Angeles court this week. His mother, Katherine Jackson, is suing a concert promoter for what she says is her son's wrongful death. Lise, did the opening statements tell you much about the legal strategy that the two sides might take?
Absolutely. What they're going for here, that they being the Jackson family, his mother and the three children, is they're saying, look, way back when you hired Conrad Murray, you should have done your due diligence. You should have known that this guy was not qualified in California, that he was going to be, you know, basically enabling Michael Jackson, giving him the propofol that actually killed him in the end. And you should have known that. You hired him knowing that or should have known that. You then caused his, by extension, his death. That's the argument they're making.
You know, I heard yesterday that Jackson himself was shopping like 45 different doctors to get the drugs.
I know, and that's the defense argument. It's like, wait, really, even if we check this guy out, Jackson was an addict, he would have found it anywhere, and he was a big fooler. He fooled everybody about his addictions, maybe even fooled, and this is the latest thing that came out, maybe even fooled people about being the father to two of those three children. Maybe he wasn't even the father, so he lied to everyone, and how could we have known? That's the strategy.
Wasn't
there
the father to his, is that, whoa.
Yes, that's the latest thing that's been swirling around, is that there's a possibility that he was not actually the biological father to two of those three kids.
You know, I'm going off track here, but you know, I know there's a lot of money at stake, but you got to think the Jackson family has weighed this. I mean, Michael Jackson's been pretty private for a long time. They've got to know this is going to open so many doors on things.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're asking for $42 billion, dollars, guys, B, with a B. You know, they're asking for a lot of money. What's interesting to me, I guess, is that why AEG and the Jackson family didn't settle this out of court, because now they're going to go in, it's going to be very high profile, AEG is going to get slammed no matter what, because they're going to look bad. And why didn't they settle it? Maybe AEG just didn't offer enough money, or maybe AEG really feels like, hey, we didn't do anything wrong. We're the concert promoter only. We did nothing wrong. We just expected, you know, Jackson to show up, do his thing, we pay him. That's it.
And Lisa, in your expert opinion, whose lawyers have the stronger case, the Jackson family or AEG?
I think from what I'm hearing so far, and we're so at the beginning of this, if the Jackson family's lawyers can show that they knew or should have known about Jackson and his, you know, propensity for propofol and all that, and they hire this guy and they knew or should have known that he was completely unqualified, then they probably got a decent case.
But the other side is, how responsible is AEG for an artist's personal life?
Right, but my understanding, we're going to find this out as it comes out in the next couple of weeks, is that AEG actually hired this guy, hired Murray, who now is, you know, doing time for manslaughter. If that's true, that makes it more difficult for AEG.
Yeah. This stuff goes on and on, doesn't it? The food stamp bill and the internet sales tax bill when we continue here on Good Day.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
After the hour on the Good Day Friday program, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, and your calls. If I don't know, we're actually trying to get as many of these stories in as possible, so I'm not really working too hard on soliciting your calls because I figure you give you a little more information for conversation today and over the weekend. The stockpiling of ammunition the government is doing has sent a lot of people over the top as well. It ought to. Here's Dick Morris. Yes, that Dick Morris, who now has a radio host, a radio program he's hosting in Philadelphia. I think it just started this week. He talks here to Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma about the enormous amount of ammo that Homeland Security is buying up.
I was amazed to read that the Department of Homeland Security is purchasing 103 million rounds of ammunition this year, which would give them a total of 246 million rounds in their stockpile. And there are 60,000 employees, including the janitor and the dishwasher, who work there. And that's 3,600 rounds per person. And you have spotted this and publicized it. And why do you think they're buying all these rounds?
Well, you know, I guess I've gotten to the point where with the Obama administration, I don't put anything past them. They've done everything they can, and as you know, exploiting the tragedies up in Connecticut and Colorado and other places to try to get this done. They know that they have not been able to do it. So it would seem to me, if you can't restrict the ownership of guns, take away the ammunition. What good is a gun without ammunition?
It's like the Federal Reserve's open market operations.
Yeah, you get, because, Dick, this hasn't happened before. This is not something that, and when I think you're being too kind when you talk about the DHS, because this Nick Nayak actually testified that they have the right to purchase 750 million rounds. Now, that's $750 million. And then also, they're right. Well, what right is that? They don't have a right to have unlimited purchases, and that's what the ammo bill is. And I hope your listeners are aware that Congressman Frank Lucas, also from Oklahoma, and I introduced this just on the last day before we went into recess. And this puts us in a position where we can have the GAO, the Government Accounting Office, monitor just how many rounds they have, with the exception of the Department of Defense. We don't want to mess with that, of course. To restrict the numbers that they have, then see what that does. This is to take it back to the average 8 years prior to Obama going into office in January of 2009. And so no bureaucracy would be allowed to have more than they had during the average of 8 years.
Wow. How about that, huh? Hey. All right, let's see here. Where do we go next? What did I say we were going to do? The food? Yeah, okay. Here's Talk Host Mitch Henk with John Colbert talking about a new bill in Wisconsin that restricts just what you can and can't use food stamps for.
The big food stamp or food share controversy going on, a bill requiring healthy foods to be purchased with food share cards has cleared to the legislative committee. The amended bill would require food share program participants to spend at least, this part intrigues me, 67% of their benefits on items designated by a federal nutrition program. It's from State Representative Dean Crawford of Neenah.
To say it's someone, you can't go to the convenience store, you can't go to the grocery store, you can't buy six bags of nachos and four cases of soda, I think the average person says that that's reasonable. And most people are not abusing the system.
If passed and signed into law, Crawford's bill would require a federal waiver. Two other states have failed to get approval for similar plans.
It hasn't happened yet because I don't think the program was right. I think this program is going to be something that catches their attention. You know, some of my colleagues won't like to hear, but, you know, Michelle Obama is going around saying eat healthier and promoting healthy eating. I think this is something that Michelle Obama should like.
The bill cleared the State Affairs Committee on a partisan vote, with at least one Democrat charging it's too little more than press release politics. But Crawford says it's a real effort to help people eat healthier. John Colbert, at first glance, it doesn't seem too unreasonable. He's not going for 100%. He says 67%, but yet it touches a nerve.
Yeah, he amended it before it got the committee vote to make that change yesterday, and it was a partisan party line vote in the Assembly State Affairs Committee. The Democrats don't like it. They say that it would limit the choices for people who are poor, and they're stigmatized as it is, and their choices should not be limited. And some arguments in the past have been made as well that not everybody has access to, grocery stores, big grocery stores.
Yeah, that's
that
the
have.
One. I heard, they can't get to the grocery store.
Yeah,
I heard the convenience
foods,
store.
Yeah.
So you're buying candy, chips, and whatever else.
Sounds big time, huh? All right, a lot of food for thought. Man, we covered a lot of ground in this hour, Kenny. Thank you for your help, and Michael. Yeah, right, Michael.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.